Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. And if you know me, you know I love the 20s era.
Engage your sense of observation to find hidden clues. Search for hidden objects from the parlors of New York to the sidewalks of Paris and uncover a collection of dazzling hidden object spectacles for you to solve. We're all here because we love drama and thrills, right? Well, this game has the perfect twists and turns to keep your brain asking, what happened here? You can chat and play with or against others by joining a detective club. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
You guys, welcome to another episode of Beyond Zip Lines. It is me, Troy McEady.
And Kelly Williams.
And of course, we want to start by thanking you for being a member of our Patreon. We love you. And we are so excited for this because, as we said, we do episodes in our live shows, and then we kind of do like a watered down version of them during the live show that we will at some point do for our actual show. That was very long-winded just to say that we've done this at a live show. But yeah, we did, we're doing the Maddens today, and we did them at our DC show. It was really fun, and I'm excited to expand.
And honestly, it might seem random, but once we read these blind items, you guys will be like, oh no shit, there's a reason this is behind a paywall.
Yeah. Those Madden boys, they are something.
Now, after our show, the sound guy, we talked about him in our public episode, with his Aaron Carter story, but he actually came backstage and he told us the Madden brothers were two of the worst people he's ever met in his whole entire career.
Yeah, just douchebags.
Like assholes, not respectful to anyone at the venue. I don't know if I'm making this up, Troy, but I think he even mentioned like just pulling all these girls into the back and like just being like so gross and disrespectful. And I'm not sure like what year it was he was talking about, but when he dealt with them, that's what he said they did.
Yeah. And they've always, to me, come off as just like so kind of gross and seedy. And, I know that there are a lot of like good Charlotte heads that listen to our show because we get a lot of requests to talk about them, of people being like, they were my favorite, you know. They're one of the bands that pissed me off the most because growing up, like, it was like the people that would make fun of me for the music that I listened to would always be like, I listen to like Good Charlotte. That's like even back then, I'd be like, those are pop stars. You're a fucking idiot if you don't think that that's a boy band, but okay.
Now, I was a Good Charlotte fan, but I didn't shame people who didn't listen to them. I grew up in like a really preppy town, so it was almost like, yeah, I listen to them, but don't be mean to me.
Yeah, don't tell people.
You know, I loved their first albums, the song Seasons, and then Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous came out, and it just awoke something in me that I thought was punk rock, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know.
But sometimes I think young people need those little, it's like, as a 14-year-old, maybe you're not ready to go full, you know, Sid and Nancy. You know, maybe you need a little intro to something a little bit different. And I think that that's so important. And I think that bands like Good Charlotte, like in the big scheme of things, are like as important, you know, as all those pop bands. It just always bothered me that they were presented to be like it was okay to like them, or like it's real music.
Yeah.
In comparison. And it's like, what makes this real music versus the Backstreet Boys, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I always thought I was like different because in fifth grade, I discovered Dashboard Confessional. And I was like, oh, I like good. I mean, I still love Backstreet Boys, but yeah, Good Charlotte was definitely like, I like Good Charlotte.
Yeah. We obviously are also going to be talking a lot about Hillary today. And we do want to give, there's going to be some Nicole mention, of course.
And Cameron.
And Cameron. And we definitely want to give all of those. Well, we've done a Hillary episode, but, you know, Cameron and Nicole definitely deserve their own episode. So we were thinking about doing like a joined one for them, if, because I don't know how many blinds either of them have. But it would just be fun to talk about the women that they've, you know, there's also the Paris of it all. Like, they've dated everybody.
I forgot about Paris.
Like, why? Why? Girls!
And I always loved how Joel was, like, the hot one and Benji was the bad one. But they're, like, identical brothers.
Right. It's like, where are we getting that from?
They're like little ghouls.
But yeah, I'm excited to get into this. Of course, even though it's going to be very funny and very silly, also trigger warning, you know, there's like the added fact that Hillary Duff was a child when she was in this relationship, and the way that it was written about is, as you would expect in 2000 whatever, it was very gross and very crass, and a lot of like blaming Hillary, you know, for people thinking wrongly about Joel, and a lot of just kind of gross old school early 2000s shit that we feel like we should warn you about.
For sure. And remember, everything from here on out is alleged. We don't know if it's true or fake. Take what you will from it.
So we're coming in hot. We're going to start this week by talking a little bit about this relationship, about Hillary and Joel, because it's obviously such a big part of their public image. I mean, I would say it's like even still one of the things that he's the most famous for.
I mean, what was it, a few months ago when either Nicole or Hillary posted a photo and they were all in it? The internet like broke.
Oh my God. That was wild. I can't believe that that moment was orchestrated.
Neither can I.
So, of course, in typical Wilmer fashion, Joel waited until 2 months before Hillary's 18th birthday to announce that they were in a relationship. And before that, they were doing the classic thing that, you know, creeps do in Hollywood when they date little girls. Deny it. We're good friends, blah, blah, blah. And it's just interesting, like, looking back, the way that this relationship was spun in the press was that, and I don't know if people remember this or not, but that Joel was this like innocent, misunderstood, very shy, sweet boy who looked like a bad boy, but was actually very sweet. And Hillary was like a wild party whore.
So Hillary Duff actually did admit that she was just 16 when she started dating him. I think she admitted it years later, but he was 26 years old.
Can we talk? Like, that's crazy. He was almost 30.
How old are you right now, Troy? 34?
Mm-hmm.
Would you, like, hang out with, say, like, even a 22-year-old?
I can't even imagine it.
Yeah.
Like, the thought of even being around somebody who was, like, 21 years old or whatever, it's like there's nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. Not really, you know?
Right.
Like, what are you doing with a 16-year-old pop star? And I think that, you know, back then it was more like, how do we make this, like, the press was more interested in making it like presentable rather than being like they shouldn't be together. It was more like, well, how can we present this in a way that people won't think it's like creepy? And it's like, well, why don't we say like Joel is like a really sweet, shy boy, and that she's like the one that has to pull him out of his shell, and that's why it's fine, because he's actually so moral, and, you know, he like you know, it's just ridiculous. But we are starting with a quote. This is an interview from their first announcement as a couple, because they denied it for so long. So it says, quote, "To set the record straight, Madden isn't a bad influence. He hangs out with Duff's mom, even when his girlfriend isn't around. He covers Duff's butt when she bends over, if she's wearing low-cut jeans, and he's been drug and alcohol-free for the past 2 years. In fact, Duff is usually the one who has to drag Madden off the couch to go out at night. Quote, I'm the most normal, low-key, sit-at-home, watch-TV type, he said. She's made me more social. Come on, hang out with my friends. It's not me going, come on, Hillary, let's get a motorcycle and ride into the sunset to a raging party. And then it says, now, if you've listened to this Dunzo episode, you know what's next. This fucking insane quote. It says, quote, people think I'm this crazy guy, Madden said. I went to the ATM and this lady backed away and Hillary asked me, what's it like when someone scoots away because they're scared of you? I never noticed it, but she notices it for me. It's like, are you kidding me right now? Really, girl?
So in late 2005, Cody Lohan attended a Good Charlotte show and he apparently walked up to Joel and asked for an autograph. So Hillary Duff explained who Joel was and asked Cody to go get Dina. Dina comes over and Joel demanded that she told Lindsay to apologize for how she's treated Hillary publicly, to which Cody started crying hysterically, screaming, Simple Plan is better. Good Charlotte sucks.
Cody did what we all wish we could have done. Oh my God. And another thing that I think is also really ironic about their relationship is that, so when Hillary Duff was like writing her Dignity album, this was supposed to be her big, like, you know, this was like her moment. Like, I'm finally doing an album that's me. It has nothing to do with Disney. I dyed my hair dark. And you all know what that means. Back in the day when the girls would dye their hair black, it meant like we're going through like our, this is our art era, you know? It's art pop time. And ironically, Joel produced the whole album, which is very good, by the way. I will say that Hillary's Dignity album is incredible. But then they broke up during that time, and she ended up putting songs on the album about him and Nicole. An album that he produced. So, like, I just think that's fucking hysterical.
That's wild.
I know. So this, the title track of the album, Dignity, she says, where's your dignity? I think you lost it in the Hollywood Hills. You can't buy respect, but you can pick up that bill. Always with Mr. Right, but then you have a fight, run into your friend's ex. He's happy to be your next. Tomorrow's paper is coming out, so kiss him fast. Watch the cameras flash. And there's another song where she speaks about Nicole. I want to say it's Gypsy Woman, where she says, she lets you think that you found her first, and that's how she works her sick, twisted gypsy curse. Talks with a grin, because she's got no shame. Enjoy the fame, bringing down your family name.
Ooh, she's spitting. So in 2015, Hillary did an interview about getting bad influences out of her life when she turned 19. So she says, at 19, I did a massive friends cleanse. That was really hard to sit down with people and say, we can't be friends anymore. They were like, that's fucked up. You're a bitch. But having a good reputation was important to me. That's not to say I didn't screw up and do little naughties here and there. People have always wondered about Duff's sex life. Mainly when, exactly, she swiped her V card. She said, quote, I had a 26-year-old boyfriend, so everyone can make their own assumptions about what I was doing.
Like, eek. And that's gotta be so weird to, you know, it's already a weird thing when you're like a young person. You know, a lot of people have that experience where you date somebody older and then you look back and you're like, wow, I can't believe that I was in that situation. And then you think about how much worse it would be if you're like famous and you can like pull up all these pictures and interviews and like all these videos of like you as a child being paraded around at Hollywood parties and events with a 30-year-old man, and everybody around you is like talking about it.
I mean, Stream 29 by Demi Lovato.
Very that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And again, it's everybody kind of bending over backwards to try and say that this is okay when you know it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I hear a lot, I'm sure you do too, and I want to hear your thoughts on it, is when people are like, Hollywood's different. People grow up way quicker in Hollywood. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, people grow up quicker because they have shit like this that happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's so weird when people say that. Like, well, you know, people in Hollywood are older because they're given coke at 8, so it's like, fine. Is that okay? Like, I don't, you know, they're older because they're paying mortgages at 12.
Yeah.
It's nothing to brag about.
For sure.
I guess it's time to get into it. Good Lord.
You guys, I promise this is going to be a good episode because
yeah.
I said to Troy, I was like, people are going to be like, why the fuck the Madden Brothers?
No, just honestly, it's fun. It's a lot of tea. And yeah, our live audience went fucking nuts for this episode. It was very fun to do live.
Yeah.
So we start in 2000. Ooh. In 2005,
you sound like the guy from Frozen who works at that shop.
Which actress seeking music cred has a singer boyfriend who cheats on her relentlessly with a Lower East Side groupie girl who follows around the band? And that, of course, is Hillary and Joel.
So we jump to 2007. This woman is no stranger to Vegas weddings and almost did it again. She and her boyfriend of 15 minutes got drunk enough to take out a license and were in the chapel when she realized maybe a quickie wedding was not the way to go. She backed out, but the license is still valid and ready to go. And that's Nicole and Joel. They were a big moment too.
Yeah.
They were a huge, I can't believe they're still together, to be honest.
I know. They were major. And the big thing was that he broke up with Hillary. And within, I think it was like weeks.
Yeah.
Like a couple of weeks, he was in like a very serious relationship with Nicole. So obviously there was some overlap. He obviously cheated on Hillary with Nicole.
And didn't she get pregnant kind of quickly, Nicole?
Extremely fast. Like,
okay.
Almost immediately.
Mm.
Which two related musicians disappointed hundreds of fans by bailing out on a movie watching party? The reason? While being interviewed on stage, one of the musicians was given a basket filled with items for a baby. The aggrieved musician then cussed on the air in front of all the fans there to see him. He walked off the stage and didn't look back. So I'm guessing a baby shower is out of the question. And that's, of course, Joel and Benji.
The celebrity musician and the celebrity socialite. Who gave who the herp? They both are accusing the other. Hell, with as many people as they've both been through, this one will be tough to figure out. And that is Benji and Paris. I mean, you've said this. Hollywood must have just one strain of herpes that...
Yeah. If you fuck one person, you fucked literally hundreds of thousands.
It's true.
Which Weekly Glossy just signed a mega-million-dollar contract with a certain annoying celebrity couple? The deal is the magazine will get exclusive interviews with the couple, but in turn, they need to break up again and then get back together again and then actually get married. So if you guys recall when Nicole and Joel were kind of first like a tabloid couple, they broke up literally all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like every other week they were together, back together, apart, separated, you know, I wish her the best, we're working it out, like every week. And that was like a big news story.
Jump to 2008. This rock star claims to be many things. He says he's a devout Christian, a vegan, and a complete teetotaler. No alcohol, no drugs. But he does have a weakness for pretty women. One of his former pretty women says he's a big fake. She claims that not only does he eat meat and not live by Christian values, but he's a hardcore pill popper and a member of Narcotics Anonymous. His current girlfriend isn't complaining. She's a cokehead and a compulsive liar herself. And that is Benji Madden.
I always forget that they were supposed to be like Christian too.
I did not know that at all.
Yeah, they were supposed to be like, that was another reason it was like okay that he was dating Hillary, because like he's Christian.
Did they do that? Did they say that to try and just like get on TRL? Was that like what?
I think that they were supposed to be like the TRL like version of like a straight edge band. Like, you know?
Oh, like POD?
Yeah, because they weren't like a Warped Tour band. They were a TRL band, you know? But that was like during the time of like being straight edge was like a real, you know, declaration.
Some of those early 2000s Christian bands were so fucking good, like Reliant K and Flyleaf. Are you kidding?
Oh my God, I know. Oh, Reliant K. I know. Is being straight edge even a, like, is that a term that people even say?
I know one of my friends, her fiance, he's like 38. He's never drank or smoked. He says he's straight edge.
He's still, that's still a term?
Yeah. I don't know what the kids say.
Well, to anybody younger listening who doesn't know what it means, straight edge back in like the Warped Tour, like MySpace days, meant like you were like aggressively sober. Like you were like very in your face about the fact that you were no drugs and no alcohol. And like usually you would have some sort of like tattoo, like three X's. Yeah. Somewhere like on your knuckles or something.
Unwrap the first of many presents this season with Holidays on the House from DraftKings Casino. With hundreds of games, prizes, and promos, DraftKings Casino has everything on your list. Right now, new players who play $5 get $100 instantly in casino credits. What are you waiting for? Cozy up with all the classics like slots, blackjack, and roulette. Or play exclusive games you'll only find at DraftKings Casino to feel the holiday cheer all season long. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up with promo code BLINDS and play $5 to get $100 in casino credits. That's promo code BLINDS only at DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly, 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credit awards, which requires one-time playthrough within 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/holidaysonthehouse. Restrictions apply.
This celebrity couple is breaking up, but not for the reason that you will read. The truth is that she is getting the attention, that she isn't getting the attention she craves from the paparazzi. The couple was photographed constantly in the beginning of their relationship, but attention has since waned, and thus her interest in the guy. She even considered having a baby to generate more attention, but instead decided to ditch him and start fresh. Her next beau, who has already been selected, will be someone who will generate that photo op buzz to which she is addicted. Her big decision now is whether to roll out the new guy now or to wait until after New Year's to take advantage of the slower news cycle. Yes, she is that calculating, and that is Paris and Benji.
Remember when she dated Derek Whibley?
Oh, God. That was my favorite.
Now we're in 2009. Well, the breakup of this couple seemed amicable. Behind the scenes, not so much. Party one blames the other for their career having stalled out while they were together. Party two works through friends to warn their ex-mates' current dates about diseases they may contract through the intimate contact. And that's Paris and Benji. What the fuck? fuck did I just read?
So the Maddens warn other guys that Paris allegedly has herpes.
You know they are the worst exes to have. That's probably why Nicole hasn't left.
Yeah, absolutely. Petty, childish, you know, especially back then. Oh. We're now in 2010. This young, glamorous couple showed up together on the red carpet this weekend. They held hands and smiled and posed for fans. But what the cameras didn't see was the huge fight that left the female hysterical and in tears. The male found an old flame who he agreed to have lunch with this week, and it started a huge argument in front of several other stars. This left this lady so upset that she threw her drink on him, screamed, and then stormed off to call her publicist. And that is Joel and Nicole.
It's not so simple with this celeb couple. They recently had a knockdown, drag-out fight after she learned that he and his brother were partying until dawn with a gaggle of gorgeous girls. And again, that's Joel and Nicole.
This B-list rock star might be rethinking his long-term relationship with the A-list celebutante girlfriend. It seems that our rock star has been spending some quality time with a wannabe model he met not that long ago. And when I say quality time, I mean what you think I mean. And that's Joel and Nicole. And then it says in parentheses, I guess he decided to stick it out for at least a little while.
At least another 12 years.
Yeah, like, and like several children and chicken coops later.
It was always assumed that this D-list movie actress and her B-list singer boyfriend broke up because he was cheating on her. It turns out, though, she was cheating on him with his brother. That's allegedly Hillary and the Madden Bros. I don't know if I believe that, though.
Well, so that's the interesting thing about them, I guess, is that people say that, like, everybody that sleeps with them hooks up with, like, both of them. And it just continues our weird sibling shit on this podcast.
I do not understand it.
Like, it's so, and then ironically, same thing with Hillary and Haley, that they like steal men from each other. Oh, that they, okay, sorry, there was like a drag race that just went by. But that they like steal men from each other, and that they like hook up with the same guys and swap guys. I don't know.
Maybe it's because I don't have sisters. I don't know.
I know, it just seems really odd.
Any sisters, brothers listening, we need to know your opinion on this.
Do you guys like swap hookups or?
Troy needs to.
Please. Send that to my P.O. box. We're now in 2011. This celebrity couple's relationship is not good. However, after years of dating, kids and marriage probably just seem like the next step. She still can't trust him, though. When he's out on tour, she's really stressed about having to raise the kids alone. She also spends a lot of time texting one of her husband's siblings, trying to keep tabs on him. You see, she knows that hubby spends a lot of time with a private, quote, masseuse that he brings on tour with him. He may get his happy ending, but we don't see one for the family. And that's Nicole and Joel.
Which pretty 20-something star is currently wreaking havoc among three famous showbiz families? She's fake dating a guy in the first family. At the same time, she is real dating a guy in the second family. And that guy is supposedly involved / co-parenting with a girl from the third family. Despite all the chaos, though, we see the good in the situation. It's good for the girl. It's good for the guy. And it will probably be reported as some sort of musical chairs love triangle with lots of drama and publicity for the girl and the guy in their projects, and lots of sympathy and support for those they hurt. So the girl is Delta Goodrum. The guy is Nick Jonas. So the first family is the Jonas Brothers. Second family is Joel Madden. And of course, the third family being Nicole Richie. I think, is Delta Goodrum an Australian celebrity?
Yes.
And one of the Madden brothers does The Voice Australia. So I wonder if that's the connection.
Mm. Yeah, that was a very random grouping of people.
I know. Nicole Richie's like, Nick Jonas, get the fuck out of my life.
Literally. I asked last week about whether you were the black sheep in your family. Today, I want to tell you about one of the worst sisters to have if you are a sister. She's an actress. I guess she's C-list, but she would probably be nowhere if not for her more famous sister, who once flirted with B-plus list status, maybe even A-minus, depending on what career we are discussing. Anyway, the lesser-known sister was the number one seller of insider information to the tabloids, including the fact that her sister contracted an STD by one of her boyfriends. Who the sister lost her virginity to, what the situation was like when she did, she had no problem sleeping with the boyfriends of her sister, and then would tell the tabloids that the boyfriends were cheating on the sister, but of course would not say with who. The lesser-known sister had her much more famous sister convinced that it was boyfriends or the boyfriend's friends that were spilling all the dirt. It was not until one night when the more famous sister walked in on the lesser known sister having lines of coke snorted off of her breasts by a boyfriend, a B-list celebrity. That was when she realized the truth. That experience also led to the boyfriend going sober. He said that it scared him straight. He is also the one who gave the more well-known sister the STD. So, of course, the lesser-known sister being Haley, how ironic. Sometimes this happens where our blinds just answer questions for us. So the lesser-known sister being Haley, of course, the older sister being, or the more famous being Hillary, and I guess Joel was doing coke off of Haley's breasts.
Haley and Hillary fucking hate each other now.
That would be such an interesting, if they ever got desperate enough to do like a true Tory style like docuseries about their turbulent relationship, I would literally, it'd be pornographic to me. It would have to be on like the OWN network.
Was it Jordy Cray on TikTok that did the deep dive being like, oh, these sisters don't fuck with each other anymore, and then like he got blocked on everything?
Yeah. Yes.
So if you guys need more insight, Jordy Cray on TikTok did a huge, huge deep dive on them.
Yeah, and it went very viral.
And like he was blocked by both sisters, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
This celebrity couple was doomed from the start. This foreign-born C-lister has learned what every other C-lister has learned before her when they date this B-list musician who has had some very big hit songs. He's a stage 5 clinger. First dates, he talks about marriage, and despite his bad boy image, is the most insecure person on the planet and needs constant texting and calls and is terrified of people cheating on him. I also wonder if he's secretly gay and tries to cover that up with his looks and does not know how to interact with women, which might be the root of his problem. So that's Benji Madden and Eliza Doolittle. Are you not supposed to talk about marriage on first dates?
I guess it's taboo. A meal out for a celebrity family over the weekend in Los Angeles turned ugly, with two celebs swearing and leveling accusations at each other. All during the meal, she picked off her children's plate while he picked at her. It wasn't until they got out of the car, though, when the real fireworks really started to fly. With the kids tucked safely inside, there were accusations of infidelity flying across the hood of the car. He blamed her for his affair, quote, "This is all your fucking fault." He claimed that his affair, quote, "wouldn't have happened if you had kept your shit together." He then accused her of having an affair first. She yelled, quote, "You're a fucking jackass." I don't know why I thought that's so stupid.
Because you can hear her voice saying that.
Yeah. He seemed to back down a little and said, quote, "I'm trying here." Her sarcastic reply, "Sure you are. Why don't you go complain to your girlfriend some more?" They both got into the car, slammed their door shut, and drove away. Confirmation of an affair isn't surprising, given that both haven't been wearing their wedding rings. One has been showing up at events alone, and one has been suspected of having an affair with someone in another country. This couple is clearly out of tune with each other. To make matters worse, one of them is traveling out of the country for work soon and is expected to be gone for a while, leaving little time for resolution of their current issues. And that is Nicole and Joel.
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with internet's best converting checkouts, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% off all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/blinds, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/blinds now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/blinds.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I don't know why, but he gives me those vibes to just like constantly pick.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
I know nothing about him, but I feel that from him.
That's his energy.
Yeah. We're now in 2013. This B-list celebrity is certainly enjoying being away from his B-list celebrity wife. In LA, he has to pretend to still be married, even though they barely speak to each other. She insists for the sake of the kids. It's been a nonstop party with hordes of women in a few days. He's been outside the city. And that's Joel and Nicole.
This former almost A-list celebrity who was in a family of celebrities is probably a B-minus celebrity now, maybe a C-plus. His name recognition is the only thing keeping him from being a C-plus. He always moves way too fast and way too intensely with women. He wants to marry them and have babies the same night that he meets them. He usually is the one that dates C or D-list celebrities. This time, though, he might get his wish. He met a woman at a club, and she usually charges by the hour. She recognized our celebrity and has been on his arm every second for the past 2 days. And now he says that they are getting married. It, of course, doesn't say who the woman is, but that's Benji.
This celebrity couple is going through a rough patch. They're trying couples therapy and even a vacation to get away from the stress of life. He wants to make it work and stay together for their kids, but she is too preoccupied with remaining in the spotlight and keeping up appearances. Nicole and Joel.
This B-list celebrity with the A-list look says that her new plaything, a former A-list celebrity slash still B-list celebrity when combined with something, is willing to do anything. She has him dressing as a woman and putting on hair and makeup, and his fans would be shocked at what lengths he will go to make that celebrity happy. And that is allegedly Benji being put in drag for sexual reasons by Dita Von Teese.
I believe it.
Now that I can get into. That's the sex tape that I want. Dita, make it happen.
Go DM her. Tell her.
I'm willing to put in my order now.
We're now in 2014. This A-list celebrity couple, who are B-minus list when taken separately, are married. The husband, who is the less famous of the pair, despite having a career based on something other than reality, says the couple have not had sex in the past year and are only affectionate when cameras are near. Joel and Nicole. This B-list musician, who has almost A-list name recognition from a B-list band, has a girlfriend, but she's been preoccupied with other things lately, so our B-lister has been hooking up with one of his former male exes. And that is Benji starting to date Cameron Diaz, who is overseas promoting sex tape.
This foreign-born C-list celebrity, who used to be a popular actress in her home country before becoming someone who is available for the right price, and who sometimes acts and does reality and has dated a B-list musician here in the U.S., is up to her old tricks again and is dating a guy in a relationship simply because he paid her. Unfortunately for him, she wants to get paid more to talk about it. And that celebrity being Sophie Monk, she was dating Shane Warne, and the celebrity being Benji Madden that she hooked up with.
Could you imagine cheating on Cameron Diaz?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's inappropriate.
That's highly inappropriate. I feel like I can picture myself like walking out of the house to cheat, and then I'd hear her laugh and my body would turn me right back around and I'd realize what I have.
Is she on your queens list?
Yeah.
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 If you want to see a guy go absolutely crazy, just have him be the possessive, clingy B-list celebrity who sometimes performs in a band, and then have his A-list mostly movie actress girlfriend tell him that she wants to meet up with a couple she enjoys, with a couple that she enjoys threesomes with. I think she is going to go anyway and just not tell him. I hope he finds out and would love to be there when he does. That's Benji and Cameron.
It is never a good idea to hook up with this former A-plus list singer if you want to keep things quiet. The singer, who is now B-plus list, still with an A-list name recognition, hooked up with his married B-list celebrity and current reality star while her celebrity husband was out of town. Ugh, and that's John Mayer. God, we can't get through an episode without talking about John Mayer hooking up with Nicole Richie.
Fucking John Mayer.
Honestly, it must be some like rite of passage. Like, I bet all the girls get together and they're like, let's all talk about our experience fucking John. Like, it's like how women bond in Hollywood.
At dinner the other night with several friends in attendance, this former B-list musician, who is still a B-list celebrity because of his name, pulled out a ring and asked the actress to marry him. Apparently, there was a look of horror on the face of the actress, and she told him it wasn't the right time or place. Our celebrity slumped back in his seat, but didn't leave, which is what I think most people would have done. Benji and Cameron.
I knew she made a film doing some dominant fetish stuff way back in the day, but apparently our A-list mostly movie actress enjoys it in real life too. And that's why she and the celebrity slash musician are getting on so well. He lets her do whatever she wants. And that is Cameron allegedly practicing BDSM with Benji, which I guess kind of aligns with him dating Dita.
Yeah,
if that's true.
This married B-list celebrity slash reality star slash host does a little bit of everything, and that little bit of everything is apparently cheating on her A-list performer husband, who has not seemed the same recently since he found out, Nicole and Joel. And I can't believe he's an A-list performer husband.
What?
He hasn't been A-list since like 2004.
Yeah, exactly. Since he was like interviewing people for TRL on the street.
The only reason people talk about him is cousin Nicole.
Literally. That's a really wild... I would say that's like the most off description of a celebrity, like in blind items that we've read.
Yeah.
This one half of a brother duo musical group who have seen better days but still have a last name that makes people remember, texts or calls his significant other every 15 minutes he is awake without fail. At first, his A-list movie actress girlfriend thought it was cute, but now it freaks her out. She usually only responds every couple hours, and that's Benji and Cameron.
Everybody is all happy and smiling about this film actress's engagement to another celebrity. However, one of her good friends is not exactly convinced that this is a good idea. She summed up her true feelings in three words: way too fast. And that is Drew Barrymore not liking Cameron and Benji.
Why, yes, that was this A-list mostly movie actress with a tiny remote control in her hand. She kept pressing the other night. Her B-list celebrity slash musician boyfriend was the recipient of the button pushing. Apparently, he had a vibrator inserted inside his body. He loves that kind of thing, and that is Cameron and Benji. I'm obsessed. I can't help but stan.
Apparently, almost a decade is not long enough for this former A-plus-list Disney tweener, who is now on a show that people may or may not watch, to get over her feud with this celebrity offspring turned reality star who is the ex of the former A-lister. I've never heard such language from the former A-lister who ran into the celebrity offspring in a parking garage at Barney's and yelled at her and called her some choice words before deciding to bypass several elevators to make sure she did not run into her again. And that's Hillary fighting with Nicole over Joel all these years later.
Yes, that was a B-list celebrity with a style all her own and a unique look that keeps her very high on the list, accepting a very large envelope stuffed with cash as she hugged and kissed the man who handed it to her before they sat down for drinks and dinner, and she fawned all over him like he had just paid for her services. Considering she traveled halfway across the country just to meet the guy, I think that that is fair to say. I wonder what she told her very, very, very jealous boyfriend slash lapdog. And that's Benji and Dita Von Teese.
Weird. This married B-list celebrity slash reality star slash singer was all over this plus-sized model the other night. Lots of groping and tongue swallowing. The model didn't weigh that much, but was probably still twice the weight of his wife. They're calling Kate Upton a plus-size model. And that's Joel. That's Joel, of course.
Remember when they tried to make Kate Upton a thing so hard?
I mean, she was so gorgeous.
She was stunning.
I have a theory that if she never got with Justin Verlander, she would have continued to skyrocket.
You think?
Yeah.
Because she was the moment. Like,
yeah,
she was huge, like a huge deal. It almost kind of reminded me of like the way that they used to talk about Anna Nicole when she was still a model. And it was like, she's voluptuous. She's not your average girl. She's not a regular build. And it's like, we get it. She's got big boobs. Just say it. Like, oh my God.
You know who? I put Kate Upton in the same category as like Brooklyn Decker. Brooklyn Decker didn't have as much of a moment as Kate, but it was very close.
That was crazy. I mean, she was even in that movie with Cameron.
Kate Upton was?
Wasn't she in a movie?
Oh, was she in The Other Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're now in 2015. At a party this week, this married to a celebrity slash reality star B-list singer slash musician who has not had a hit with his group in a very long time, but still performs with the group and makes some money judging, hooked up with a party goer who was the daughter of a record executive. So of course, Joel, in a relationship with the reality star Nicole Richie, the group Good Charlotte, this is when he was judging The Voice Australia, which I didn't even know about. And I guess Nicole Richie met with a divorce attorney as well. It doesn't say who he hooked up with, though.
Just a random party goer, I guess.
Oh, okay.
He has always cheated, but showing that the marriage is indeed dead, this former A-list reality star who's a celebrity offspring and is still an A-list celebrity, despite not doing much in her life except get into trouble with the law and appear on reality shows, is hooking up with an executive at the parent company of her current reality show. So that's Joel and Nicole, her parent being Lionel Richie, and the current reality show, Candidly Nicole. To be clear, it's not saying she's hooking up with Lionel Richie. She's hooking up with an executive of Candidly Nicole.
This former A-lister musician who moved from one group with one name to another group with a different name, even though the two main people are in the new band, no one listens to them. But anyway, my point is that the musician is married to an actress, but probably not for long, the way he was desperately texting and just dialing her number repeatedly. This guy looked freaked out. And that, again, is Benji being obsessive about Cameron Diaz.
This former drug addict slash A-list reality star is married. She also has a new reality show and her other stuff she sells too. On a talk show appearance this past week, she wore her wedding ring, but only because her assistant made sure to put it on before walking out. That's Nicole and Joel, of course.
This former A-list mostly movie actress must really miss being in the public eye. Either that or her celebrity husband is trying to distract from the impending explosion in the relationship of another family member. There's no way that the former A-lister is pregnant, despite any reports to the contrary. And that's Cameron and Benji, and I guess distracting for Joel and Nicole. What a weird group.
I know. I actually don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Like, you would think we would love Nicole and Cameron being like sister-in-laws, but I don't like it.
Not in this case.
This former A-plus list mostly movie actress has dropped to A-minus over the past few years. A publicity-driven marriage to an idiot has not really helped, and her attempts at making her face look younger have backfired to the point where no one wants to book her for a movie. Cameron and Benji. That's not true. She didn't want to act. Remember she said that? She was like, I'm done acting. I'm getting older. All these people are just going to rip me apart.
And I'm not going to say that Cameron Diaz hasn't had work done or something, but she sort of really leaned into not having work done and then wrote a book about all the shit that getting work done does to your body, like the toxins and stuff. And she would not wear makeup and show her laugh lines and shit. She's never been the kind of celebrity who's obsessed with looking young or doing crazy shit to her face.
Mm-hmm.
This former A-list mostly movie actress who can't seem to find steady work is on a downward spiral when it comes to her drinking. The actress who has always partied but still gets roles is getting older now. She's trapped in a marriage that no one saw coming, and the actress is drinking to the point where she's drunk on an almost nightly basis and needs rehab badly. Her celebrity husband probably couldn't stand her being gone that long, and that's Cameron and Benji.
This A-list actress is terrified that if she accepts a movie in the near future, she'll return to find her marriage in a completely different state. It explains why she hasn't got anything in the pipeline, according to my source. She still gets good offers. That's Cameron and Benji. If he's really the reason behind it, fuck Benji Madden with everything in my soul.
Yeah, and I believe that too.
Yeah?
Because those blinds went on for so long.
True.
And yeah. Yeah, fuck him. Ugh.
And if Drew Barrymore doesn't like him, I don't like him.
Exactly. If Drew doesn't like somebody, I don't like them. And reminder to go dance in the rain if you're lucky enough. These three Hollywood couples are all friends, and all of their marriages are in big trouble. The first couple is married and has kids. She's best known for being part of a famous family and for a television show that is no longer on the air. He has a good job in the music industry, and when he travels for work, he simply can't keep it in his pants. She tries to shadow him everywhere possible. She has a good enough life with her kids and her house in Los Angeles to follow him around 24/7. And that's Nicole and Joel.
Moving on to 2016. I don't know if this washed up musician just wants the world to think his sperm is so amazing. So he keeps spreading stories. But this former A-plus list, mostly movie actress, turned B-plus list actress who will take whatever you can give her is not pregnant. Never, ever, ever. I mean, they did have a kid, right? I mean, yeah. Not. I think they had a surrogate, but still,
Right.
Weird.
Pregnancy blinds are never not weird.
I know. That's why we usually don't read them, guys. You guys would hate them.
Especially the abortion ones. What a weird thing to write a blind about. This person allegedly had an abortion. Okay.
So have a lot of women.
Yeah. And there are so many blinds like that we just don't read.
Mm-hmm.
This foreign-born slipping to B-list singer who moonlights as a judge has been... I didn't even know that he was a judge, and that's like his whole career.
I only know because of our amazing Australian listeners. I think
This foreign-born slipping to B-list singer who moonlights as a judge has been comforting her married celebrity manager while his wife is out of town. Normally, you would never see the singer here as she prefers to keep the relationship far away from his wife and Paps. Oh, this is so random. Okay, so the singer, sorry, random. So the singer being Jessie J, the celebrity manager being Joel Madden, and then Madden's management company, MDDN, and his wife, Nicole Richie, being in the Hamptons at the time.
I'm sorry, Joel Madden manages Jessie J?
That's no why I was like, why, what?
Like, no wonder why her career sucks.
Right. What? That's wild.
Because Jessie J has an incredible voice.
She's one of the best singers, I think, of all time.
But fucking Joel Madden is her manager, so it makes so much sense now.
That is crazy.
A female celebrity offspring of a permanent A-lister. Our offspring has done reality. Her significant other is cheating on her with so many women. I don't know how he finds the time to see our celebrity. I think she stays with him because she would be embarrassed for a public split. Also, she would probably have to pay a ton of child support because he likes to pretend he has no money. Nicole and Joel. We're now in, I hate the Madden brothers.
I know. We're now in 2017. And this is a VMA's blind. The B-list musician was at an after party, but his former A-plus list mostly movie actress wife was not. Probably hooking up with her pot dealer again. The guy is so whipped. He just puts up with it. He has always been like that in every relationship. And that's Benji and Cameron fucking her pot dealer.
What was not discussed in this tell-all by the former A-list reality star turned judge slash host was that one of the people mentioned slept with more than one person in the family. Apparently, Kelly Osbourne wrote a book called There's No Fucking Secret, Letters from a Badass Bitch, and called out Nicole for sleeping with both Joel and Benji. Kelly Osbourne is always starting trouble for no reason.
She's always involved in some shit. She has a lot to say for somebody with, like, barely a job.
Who thought a flex was like when Trump talked about Latin people? She's like, who will clean your toilets then? And everyone's right. Like, no.
Right. So now we're in 2018. I'm not often shocked by people cheating and whatnot, but this one did come out of nowhere and is really unexpected. I mean, this is the guy who used to propose after one date. Oh, speaking of which, I have some news about one of his exes that he did that to, and we'll post that in the next blind. She is a hard one to introduce without giving it away, so this is easier. Anyway, this guy used to be A-list, in a band, all of you know him, but he doesn't really do much now. However, he is cheating on his wife that all of you know, which is something I never thought he would do, ever. And that's Benji now allegedly cheating on Cameron.
The brotherly duo, who are still celebrities, but unlike two other groups that burst on the scene at the same time, are not making music people want to listen to. They used to have a game they played on tour, Breast Bingo. They had faceless pictures of all kinds of breasts on these poster-sized bingo cards. They would then get fans to flash or let the band slash crew members take photos. Whoever got matching breasts would then make a mark. The vote to allow the match had to be a majority. Sometimes the game would last one night and sometimes they would take a week. And that's Benji and Joel when they were on tour with Good Charlotte. And I'm confused. Do they have girls flash them before the show, take their picture, put it on a whole poster board, and then during the show, do the girls flash during the show and they have to...
It does seem very involved. Like, I would need the fine print of this game.
Yeah, if you're going to play a game like this, I need to know every rule.
Yeah. It's very crafty as well. Like, there's poster board involved. Are they like doing glitter? Like, are there gems on the poster board? Are we decorating the poster board? Like, what's going on? And now we're in 2020. This not too long ago, A-list singer in a family band is leaving the house each day to get to go record at a recording studio. He's usually going there, but is hooking up with a woman at the studio so his celebrity wife won't discover the couple. Is that essential work? So that is Joel cheating on Nicole, and it says that Nicole, it says in parentheses that Nicole Richie is a germaphobe. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It's, I'm like, so is he going to the studio to cheat because it's during COVID times and the woman can't come into his house? Like, what is
Oh,
going on?
God, the 2020 blinds are always just a little weird. I always have to remember. You're right.
With the talk show On the Ropes, this former A-plus list, mostly movie actress, is trying to recruit the retired actress to make a movie with her. That would probably be the only way the actress would come out of retirement. It would also make her husband a nervous wreck that she will leave him. That's Drew, Cameron, and Benji. If anyone can get Cameron to do another movie, you know it's Drew Barrymore.
God, could you imagine that? I know that this is very wishful thinking and it will never happen, but it'd be so cool to get a Charlie's Angels reboot.
Just to take a little side road, as we like to do, Drew was just on The Shop. I believe that's on HBO Max. It's so incredible, guys. If you haven't watched it, the way she speaks, I just love listening to Drew Barrymore,
I
honestly.
cried the entire time.
I did too.
I literally never stopped crying. Like, she's got a hold on me, that young lady.
She raised us.
She did. She's just so genuine, you know? So this is our final blind. We're now in 2022. This was unexpected for sure. This former A-plus list Disney star, Hilary Duff, turned A-minus list adult actress, has been hating on the ex-boyfriend Joel Madden, who had sex with her when she was still way underage, then got another woman pregnant while dating our Disney star and talked smack about her for years. So imagine the surprise when the former Disney star and her current significant other, Matthew Koma, hung out together with the couple this past week. Sorry, I finished the sentence really weird. I don't know why I did it like that. So of course that's Hillary and Matt and Nicole and all of them hanging out together, like we mentioned earlier, just how crazy that picture was. That was insane. Like, do you think that they did that specifically as a way to like break the internet?
Yeah, the millennial internet for sure.
Yeah.
I think I texted you immediately. I was like, Troy, what the fuck is this?
I was like in shock. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that was nuts. And they've hung out a few times since then, I think. Yeah.
So
I don't like
that was
it.
I don't like it either. It's annoying because I feel like Cameron and Nicole like validate those guys, like they make them more famous and like keep them relevant in a way. Like
Yeah.
they would have definitely faded into obscurity with all those other bands had they not been in like relationships with people.
I'm sorry, it's 2022. Why the fuck are we talking about the Madden Brothers? It's only because of them.
It's because of them. Like, I didn't even know that Benji was host judging The Voice. Like, it's like, you know. But we don't, at least we don't have to question whether or not they're rotted.
Yeah, they're ghouls. They're so rotted.
Absolute pieces of shit. And, you know, normally it's like we would at least talk about like the future of these people or what it would look like or whatever. Like, I don't give a fuck what they do. I don't care if they ever are seen in public ever again. Like, I truly don't care.
End up like Shelley Miscavige. She hasn't been spotted in public for 12 years.
Where's Benji? Where's Benji? Yeah, I couldn't care less. And I wanted better for Cameron. I wanted better for Nicole too, but really, Cameron, like, what?
I
What?
know. I hope the girls divorce them
Me
and
too.
live their lives. And I hope Cameron is in a movie eventually. Mm-hmm. Oh, she is. She's doing a movie with Jamie Foxx. Remember? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Benji must have been like, no, Jamie's fine. You guys did Annie and you're going to do the sequel to Annie. So
yeah,
it's not a sequel.
He's like, you're making me feel a little insecure about my role on The Voice, but okay.
My role on The Voice. But yeah, I mean, they're so punk rock.
They are punk rock, absolute rock stars from our time. We are so lucky to have lived through such a punk rock period of music.
I'm so glad I got to see Benji Madden with Liberty Spikes.
And his like MAC eyeliner down to his fucking chin.
Yeah, I mean, the Madden brothers just seem horrible and I never want to see them in public.
Right. And now you guys understand why we wanted to do the episode, because it basically was an excuse to talk about Cameron Diaz and Nicole Richie for an hour and Hillary Duff.
And I did try and pull Nicole blinds.
Yeah.
And she didn't have a lot of blinds other than the ones with Joel, which I was shocked about.
Right. So we were thinking of doing like a Nicole mixed with somebody else episode just for the excuse to be able to talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, should we say what we're doing next week?
Yes.
You say it.
So public, we're going to do NFL. I'm going to pull like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Honestly, it might just end up being a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and find like Tim Tebow and just other Antonio Brown. I'm sure he has some crazy blind items.
Yeah.
So that'll be public. And then Stoner series is coming back. And I'm not going to take the 50 milligram edible because last time, by the end, I was like dizzy and thought I was going to throw up.
We're getting high again. We're excited.
So we will put this up. We will put up like a post to ask questions. But even if you do it in these comments on Patreon, like we'll look at both.
Yeah. Yeah. Send good questions. Really think about some good questions that will stump us when we're stoned.
And like 100% unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. We hope that you enjoyed this episode, though. We love you and appreciate you very much.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.